Sankirtan story, recorded on 11th of February 1992 in Lausanne, Switzerland. So the event took place on the day of Advaita Acharya's appearance. It's a Monday, and so we left off from the temple, and after a long 2-hour drive we arrived on the spot and we're still pretty much wiped out from the Sunday feast, so we had to take big rest to recover, and after that started to read a good hour from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita about the glories of Advaita Acharya Prabhu and his true followers, and how ISKCON was how ISKCON is a very important branch of the Chaitanya tree, because it is so much engaged in the spirit of Sankirtan, of book distribution, whereas we can see that all the others movements actually have become completely useless and dried up for a lack of Sankirtan spirit. And so in this way also the unfaithful other sons of Advaita Acharya, they had become useless. So Srila Prabhupada was very much stressing this point, that actually we have to stay in the fire of book distribution where we want to stay in Krishna consciousness. And this is actually the difference between the Bhajananandis and the Goshtiananandis. So I went out pretty late in the afternoon at 3:30, doing industries, visiting bosses, workers, secretaries, telephone girls. And actually the day was going quite nicely by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But nothing special was going on, so I thought it should be better, because these appearance days one can really feel the mercy of the acharyas being present. So we just have to pray for their mercy and for their help, for their assistance, and in this way we can get their their benedictions. So as doing place, I was already there 2 years ago. Many people remembered me, many had books already, many bought again books for their library, for their workers, or for themselves. So actually it was pretty nice. But books were just going on. Books were just going out. And then at 6:30, just before the shops were closing, I marched into an esoteric library which had already been 2 years before, and they had already bought 4 books for me. So I went there, and there were 2 old people in charge of that library, husband and wife. So I presented them the new books, and she was pretty much inclined, actually pretty devotional, the lady. So she had no time. She just told her husband, yeah, whatever books he has, you just take one of each, so we'll take them for our bookshop and then it's alright. And then she left off. And so actually he wasn't that much interested, for he was actually the real Mayavadi, completely cigarette smoking, completely addicted to mental speculating. Krishna. Sorry. And so he wasn't actually pretty into it. But she liked the books very much. So actually I told him that we don't only have this Bhagavad Gita and Krishna books, but we also have the whole Srimad Bhagavatam, which is an encyclopedia about the whole Indian philosophy. And he had already there something like 10 or 15 meters about Indian philosophy and the whole Mayavadi garbage from Swami Disantat down to down to the Kama Sutra, down to Vivekananda. The whole garbage was there. But on top there was some of our books which were still unsold. So he was not that much inspired to take the books. But actually, I prayed to Advaita Acharya and said, I'm very helpless, so please give him the mercy so that he can take these books. And I told him I will make him a fairly good price for his shop, and so people will like it, and there are other shops also who are selling our books nicely, so actually he can make a good deal. So then somehow or other Advaita Acharya, the super soul, which are actually not very much different from each other, they gave him the inspiration, yeah, actually you should take these books. And then he said, okay, alright, bring them. And brought him, and actually he bought 15, all the Srimad Bhagavatam set, all the rest of the books, 15 books, for a nice price. And so he always wanted to catch me and engage me in his talks about the oneness and all his different kinds of Mayavadi so-called conclusion and so-called learning. But I avoided him, actually. And so At the end, I could see that even this most fallen, intoxication and woman addicted fellow, this Mayavadi, this most wretched guy, actually he got the mercy of Advaita Acharya on his appearance day. And he could buy the whole set. And even if he won't sell them, they will stay in his bookshop, and they will purify him. And in this way, he will get some benefit. So that someday, or some other lifetime, he may get the chance again to meet the devotees of the Lord and become more and more purified. So we just have to pray for the mercy of the great Acharyas. And in that way, they are willing to give us their Shakti, their energy, to invest that in us. So in this way we can become empowered. Krishna Shakti Vinanahetara Pravartana. We need this Shakti, this empowerment, from the Acharyas, or especially from our spiritual master. So, and everybody can get these blessings and this mercy if he's willing to engage himself in this Sankirtan mission. So this activity is most pleasing to the Panchatattva and to the Guru Parampara, so therefore we should try to go on performing it as nicely as possible, and in this way we can get the mercy, and all of the people can get the mercy, and this is the perfection of life. Hare Krishna.
The following is a recording on the 11th February in Lausanne about questions on book distribution. Question number 4. So, actually, it's not at all true that those who so-called made it in Krishna consciousness are managers or gurus or preachers and not book distributors, because we can actually see that those who really made it in Krishna consciousness are those who have distributed books themselves, at least in the beginning of their career of Krishna consciousness, as we can see an example of Srila Prabhupada, who really made it. He has been a book producer, book distributor, mainly actually. His foremost activity was that in India before he came to the West. And also then, he was always much more concerned about book production and book distribution than about temple maintenance or about management or about anything else which is going on. You can also see an example of Sri Vishnupada. Actually, he was himself personally producing and is still producing and distributing, and is still distributing books, but in a slightly different way. After some time, a Sankirtan devotee may also inspire others to go out and to distribute books, and he may also see that other devotees can take part in the book distribution mission, and he facilitates their distribution, and he inspires them, and he trains them up. So in that way, if one can even engage others in book distribution, then this is even more wonderful. But somebody who has got a taste for book distribution, he never wants to give it up, for he understands that this is the most, that this is the highest taste, actually, one can have for something in Krishna consciousness. That actually there is nothing, that there is nothing as valid and as potent to do as to go out and distribute books. But there has to be some who manage, there has to be preachers and spiritual masters who are maybe not out every day on the street giving out the books to others. But we can see there are so many wonderful examples like Chirini Sutta Prabhu, Harinamananda, or so many sannyasis like Pradhananda Swami, or Tamakrishna Goswami, or others who are leading up the Radha Damodar and who really did a very good job in the beginning of Krishna consciousness to spread book distribution and to preach book distribution all over the country. So we should feel very much indebted to these great souls for the service which they have done. And somebody, and actually, everybody has his time where he does something. So actually, you cannot expect that everybody will stay out there on the streets and distributing books year after year, after 10 years, 20 years. There will only be the rarest ones who continue to perform that service in this way. And so we should very much feel thankful to them and respectful, and and see that it is not something that is not something cheap. Also see that actually those who think that they made it in Krishna consciousness, even book distributors, they fell down. They completely deviated. They completely came to the material platform. Like all those who gave up book distribution and took sannyas, but actually were not fit for that, or actually rejected the mission of their spiritual master. They completely fell down and fell away from devotional service. But those who go on and manage book distribution or become the spiritual master of so many book distributors or preach about book distribution, this is very much worth. But like there's a statement that actually book distribution is the cake and everything else on it, else in this ISKCON movement is the icing on the cake. Sri Vishnupada said that. So as long as the cake is there, it's very nice, but as long as it's just some icing, then it's useless. So as long as book distribution is there, everything is nice. But when book distribution doesn't go on, then nothing is nice, and nothing is very good. So therefore, we have to understand this point. So there may always be some doubts in the mind of a Sankirtan devotee, subtly or overtly, but these doubts have to be rectified by proper understanding and by by proper preaching of the more advanced devotees of the senior Vaishnavas, who give the example themselves by at least going out in the marathon times or going out once a week, the presidents, the preachers, and also the spiritual masters. They should try to go out and give the example and distribute the books. We can see that actually the best devotees and the best preachers are older book distributors, or those who have performed book distribution at least for a few years or some time in the beginning of their devotional life. So it's not at all true that one retards one, this book distinguishes retards one from developing completely as a devotee or as a preacher. But actually, to the contrary, one is forced by this purifying activity of Sankirtan Yagya to become more, to develop more and more these qualities of Titi, Chagavat, Purunita, Suridasa, Ragayana, Majatava, Chatta, Satrava, Santa, Sadhuva, Sadhubhushana. Qualities have to be developed, and actually preaching or book distribution is not just merely a show in making up something for some newspaper or from for some public relation. That is actually not, we don't have to preach to the devotees about how glorious we are and how wonderfully we are doing in our zone or in our temples and making grandiose effort for aggrandizing our position. But actually we should put all our energy into the preaching and going out to the people of our country and delivering them from the suffering which they are receiving from the material nature, and actually giving them Krishna consciousness in the form of Srila Prabhupada's books. So the devotees should be very much concerned in passing this message to the people, and not just to try to make different kinds of adjustments on the mental level about preaching how everything is going on nice and how glorious and wonderful everything is. Actually, when we see at the end of the year the list about how many books have been distributed, how many devotees have been made, how many wonderful things have been done for Krishna, then we can see what is actually going on. Then we get the true picture of the whole story, and not just when we hear some public relation talk about how wonderful everything is going on. About question two, choosing spots. So Sankirtan devotee should never become mental about the place where to distribute. For every Sankirtan devotee has his Sankirtan leader or his authority who tells him where he has to go and where he has to distribute today. If he's doing whatever he's doing, there's always an authority in Krishna consciousness. And if he's the authority himself and he has to decide where does he go today, so he should fix himself at least in the morning where he's going to go and what he's going to do today. So, and sometimes it may happen that one has to change the spot. Like for instance, you go to some place where just half an hour before you somebody else passed by from the Jehovah's Witnesses and burned out everybody, or somebody went around to collect donations for this and that sports group. Then maybe you go to some other place if you're feeling affected by that. But the best way is always to stick to your place and take it and go along. Just stick to it. Because when you're on that mental platform, then you want to change and want to change and want to change again, and then actually it's never better, because the mind always follows with you, and he's actually just you're just getting more and more defeated, and you get more and more on this hopeless tape, hopeless, 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 it's all hopeless, you can't change anything. So one has to crack, one has to smash this tape recorder playing this tape in our mind, and so this may go on sometimes in the mind of neophyte devotees, but when one actually wants to continue on Sankirtan, then one has to become situated on the platform of steady intelligence, firm fixed up faith. One receives the instruction from the spiritual master, and directly from the intelligence one is engaging oneself in that activity. One skips the mind completely. This is actually the secret for success on Sankirtan. And even if sometimes people are really mudras or shudras, then one has to pray to the Lord that he gives them more mercy, and one has to feel more and more compassion with these fallen people. And so in this way they can take the books. We can distribute books in the most incredible circumstances. So why shouldn't they take it? We could take to the books and to Krishna consciousness, and we are not better than them. So why can't they take it? So in this attitude, when one humbly prays to the Lord, then the Lord feels obliged to encourage and to help such a devotee in such situation, and to give him the opportunity to perform some wonderful activities. So either one has an authority which sends one to a place and one sticks to it, at least for that day. Or when one itself is the authority, then one sticks to the place also, or sometimes one may slightly make some change when one sees. Actually, after some few years, a devotee, he has the feeling for that. He has the finer tune that he sees now today here this place is not so well, so he goes to some other place. But when he sees in the other place actually it's the same thing, he just sticks to it and stick it out and just I don't know if that's the right expression, but he's just getting down to it in this place, and he surrenders there on the spot, and he tries to do the best. And even though he does only little in that day, he sees that at the mercy of the Lord for his own purification. For we cannot always do every day very, really big, because we would become so puffed up and so intolerable for the other devotees that Krishna actually is very mercifully upon us and smashing our false ego and our false pride of being the controllers and the enjoyers. And so actually we can feel very thankful to the Lord when sometimes he sends us difficult circumstances and situations which may look like defeat. People insult us and send us away and really walk over our face and step on our false ego. A devotee actually, he likes that, for he sees he can make some advancement. He can become purified of all these anarthas, of all these unwanted things which are just being a heavy load on the heart. And so this possibility he could not have if everything would always went on very nicely and everybody would take books. This is very difficult. Sometimes it may happen by the grace of the Lord, and the devotee understands that this is due to the causeless mercy of the Lord. But for the usual distributor, he has to face difficult circumstances every day, and sometimes go on in midst of many difficulties and in midst of great troubles and of difficult circumstances. But generally one should think to every place where one goes in the morning, oh, this is a very nice place here. I can do very nicely if I surrender myself nicely to Guru and Krishna. Then I can do nice here. And the leader also, he should tell that to the devotees. Now though today it's a very heavy place, you're really going to get a good kick out of it, a good beating. No, he should think, and he should also be inspired to tax his brain how to arrange it that the devotees can have the best possible places for distribution. This is also very much needed. Not that we just sent devotees in some place where just a few weeks ago somebody else was, and so everybody has the books, and then he gets completely frustrated and the people get burned out. But one should always have some maps and mark nicely on the maps where he has already done door to door or industry or shop to shop businesses. Not that we agitate the people, but after a year or two we can come again and pass by again. We have some new books and there are some new people there. But in this way we have to very nicely cultivate our fields, like a farmer who is cultivating his culture, his field. When he's sown the seeds and they're sprouting, then he doesn't come again in 3 weeks and he again plows and he again throws seeds. No. He leaves the field for some time and then he harvests, and then when it's the season again, then he plows the field, and then he puts some seeds. So actually it's very scientific. So there has to be some understanding about what we're doing and how we're doing it, and this has to be learned from the acharyas, from the older devotees of book distribution who have got that knowledge who know that science of book distribution. And so actually when you have this attitude, this place is very nice, even though it's a tough place, then Krishna may transform a place completely and make wonderful things happen. I remember in Christmas marathon last year, I went to a place and I got thrown out and I had to change 3 times the place in a day. But then I just stuck to that place which was left to me, and even though it was actually not even a fairly good place, and it was quite tough in the first hour, I practically didn't distribute any books. Then at the end it turned out that Krishna completely transformed the whole place to Vaikuntha, and people are coming from all places and buying books like mad, and this is actually the best day of the whole marathon. I did over 500 books in that place, and I didn't understand how it was going on, and it was completely incredible. And in such a day and such a place, usually you struggle to do your 100-150 books, but Krishna was really pouring his mercy on it, and I couldn't understand how it's possible. So to let these miracles become true, we have to combine, to become immersed in the mercy of the Lord and completely become completely helpless and surrender, and then actually we can do some wonderful activities. But when you're all the time on the false ego and we think actually I'm the doer, I'm the controller, I'm the enjoyer, then we have to suffer so many obstacles. We may also suffer some obstacles or some different difficult circumstances when we think we're not the controller, but at least then we understand that this is meant for our purification and this is Krishna's blessing upon me, so we don't take it as a personal offense from the people towards our personality or towards our greatness. We just understand it's just their foolishness. For they don't understand what they're doing. And so in this way we can have this humble and tolerant mood and attitude, which was presented like in the example of Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu, who are not preaching in whole Bengal. And so we should learn from their examples and try to follow in the footsteps of the great Acharya. Or in the example how Srila Prabhupada, how he actually started Krishna consciousness, and how he distributed books and went from tea shop to tea shop and asked people to take a copy of Back to Godhead and give some contribution. So we should never think this activity is too low for us, or why should I go and bother with these people and go in these restaurants and in these places to become disturbed by all these materialistic people. We can see Srila Prabhupada did it, and he started Krishna conscious movement in that way. So we should take it up in the same way, and then we can actually feel that there is some very special taste to this service. Number one, describe the process of distributing books. Point A, office to office. So, by going office to office, or actually also industries or shops, it's more or less the same thing. So one has to already check out who is the owner of the business. So if there's a receptionist or a salesman, you just ask him, I want to speak to the boss, I have to bring him something. Or you ask the telephone girl for the director. But best is you have already the name of the company, or the name is on the door of the shop, or you can ask a worker who's staying outside for the name of the boss, so that you have some names to present. So you tell, I have to talk to Mr. Such and Such, I have to bring something. Can you call him? And then he comes down, even if he's in a meeting, or even if he's busy or whatever. Because you cannot just come there and show the books to the first best guy like you would do on the street and tell him the whole mantra. And because usually many people who work in the industry, they're pretty Shudra type mentality. So So, but the bosses who own the businesses, the Vaishyas, they can take a lot of books if you present it to them in a nice fashion. So then when the boss comes, then the first thing is like also other people, you make eye contact and you're always very inspired, smiling, you go to him, you shake his hand, you tell his name, and you present what you're doing, actually, that you have a whole stack of books in the arm, and you put them down on some table, and you say that actually we're giving out these new books for all the bosses here in the area, for all the, or you can tell also for all the musician practitioners, or for the lawyers, or for the doctors, or for the whatever kind of his field, or for all the people who own a business and industry, when you're doing industries. And so he can then identify completely with the situation. He understands that this is actually for him. It's his thing which is going on now right here. So he can choose three books and the people, they make a donation between 50 and 100 or 100 and 200 bucks, and that he gets a receipt. And so the devotee should have a very nice outside. He should have nice pants and a nice sweater, that he looks somewhat official, not with two different colored socks and with the sika hanging out and the Brahman string around his ear, or something, or the neck beads hanging out his shirt, or something like that. It should be very speak and span, very neat and clean in his whole presentation, so the people there can actually see, yeah, this is a person, I would give him $100 or $200 or $500, and I would think it's for a right cause, it's for something okay, it's for something great. But when you're just hanging around like a beggar, like a, sometimes devotees, they look like clowns or like people from the like the gypsies, like that, then okay, they give you $5 or $10 and they want to get rid of you, or they completely throw you out the door. So devotee, he should have the presentation like somebody you could give him actually the keys of your car, of your apartment, and you know he would be taken care of nicely. He's a person like that. So we should feel accommodating to the people, make them feel good about the whole thing, the whole situation, that then they can nicely choose the books which they like. And you can even tell in your mantra, if you're enough convinced, we give for every worker a book, so they have 10 workers, they get 10 books, or 20 books, or 30 books, or 50 books. It's quite possible. It's just a question of us feeling convinced about what we're doing. But usually the best policy is to give 3 books or 5 books at once, explain them, and get an average donation. And if you see he's really enthusiastic, he's really inspired, you can say, for special people, we have the whole full set. Why don't you give some more and I bring you the whole collection? So it's always good to make them some receipt so that they can mark it in their expenses, so they will take it for the firm. So even sometimes the secretary or the small boss, he will take the books, even if he's not the owner of the business, on account of the business, and paying it from the cash trunk, he will pay everything from the firm, so he hasn't to put any money into it at all. So this is always very helpful. And shops, it depends. Sometimes they're a bit more stingy because so many people pass by with so many different things. But actually, they're willing to participate if they see that it's actually a bona fide action, a bona fide activity, and it's always good to have some recommendation paper or some they like to see patent or something with a stamp on it, something official, and then they see it's bona fide, it's authorized. So like you have a NISKCON identity card or whatever, and in this way they will feel themselves secure, and so they can choose the books they like and they'll be happy. So that you also find many people who are not interested in the books, they just want to make a donation. But anyway, you leave them a few books for their workers, for their business. If that one has to live, it's like that. They have much more money, they have much more facility, but maybe sometimes there is lesser interest than when you talk to students or to young people on the street, who in their turn have pretty little money, and sometimes they can't even afford a Bhagavad Gita. So it balances out. The devotee, he should learn how to distribute books in all different kinds of situations and settings, so he becomes the master of that art, and he can deal with all the various situations that arise during the day. Because when, even if you're doing door to door, or even if you're doing street, it may happen that sometimes you ask somebody in a car, and sometimes you go into a shop, or sometimes you do some offices or some industry. For general devotees, they should concentrate on one thing and say, today I'm going to do the street and going to do this and this, but I'm not going to switch. I already talked about this. Not that one gets mental about the place and changes all around all the time and gets completely lost in the mental platform. So actually, there is some slight differences. Like, for instance, on the ordinary street distribution, everything goes very quick and very short, and usually they take one, two books, three books, and they make some donation. And in industries or office to office, one can present nicely. Sometimes you sit down on the table and you discuss with the boss, with the owner, and he's willing to buy on the spot 10, 20, 30 books for some bigger amount of money. But then you have to be capable to tell him something about what's going on, what kind of books there are, and so that he feels good about it, and so that you doesn't waste your time. You always have to be sure that you get to the right person. Always you have to talk to the owner, to the boss, or to the cashier, or to the guy who is responsible for the treasury. For he can make expenses even if the boss is not there, and then you make him a receipt. And if there is no responsible person there, then you try to give the books to the secretary, or to the telephone girl, or to the guy who is in charge there is always the office part and the production part for the production part. So there is always somebody there who you can give the books to. So Krishna, he wants to see our sincere desire, and then he will send us the person who will appreciate. So that he doesn't make a fool of yourself, you don't have to talk double sense terms. You don't have to try to be tricky and sneak around them, but be very straightforward, very honest, and they will like that. And they ask you if you sell something or like that. Sometimes you may say no when it's not the boss there. But then actually you should present things very straight, and if you tell them actually these books cost usually 40 each, and now we're giving them out for 10 each for the industry, they will like it, huh? That's always the best. And even if they throw you out sometimes, the devotee has to live with that. He has to take some risk. Huh? Sometimes one may get a little bit wet when one is trying to catch the big fish, huh? But so we have to understand that we are shooting for the rhinoceros, and in this way we can achieve something very wonderful. And so one should never insist too much or agitate the people, for one understands when he doesn't take them now, he will take them later. We go usually in Switzerland by every year or every second year in every place. So if they don't take the books now, they can take it next time. And if they have a good impression next time, they will take them for sure. And this is the experience I've got and other devotees have got. So we shouldn't try to oppress something on the person, but always try to work combinedly with the Super Soul, with Paramatma, who is always inspired to inspire these people to take the book. But sometimes it's just not possible to see the responsible guy, so you have to pass by another time, or you have to make an appointment with him, Or you just have to leave it up to Krishna and he will get the books in another way. You must have that faith that maybe it's not our turn to give him the mercy. Maybe Krishna has some other plan. So one should never become discouraged in himself, in the process. Even though sometimes it may happen, like today, for half an hour or for an hour, you don't meet any responsible guy. They're just knows. Everybody throws you out, or they already have the books. But you still go on, you still go on, you still go on. Until the first guy who was taking books, actually he had already books, the boss. He had already, 2 years ago, he took 5 books for himself. But he said, no, this time he won't take, but I can go down to the cashier, and he will take something for the business, and he can make a donation for the business. And actually, the cashier, he was a very friendly guy, the accountant, who was having the key to the big treasure, and so actually he took 10 books for all the workers, and he gave 200 francs, $150, and he was very much inspired. So Krishna, he always sends you the person who will like what you're doing. And shop to shop, one has to always see that there are not many people in the shop. Best is when there is nobody in it. Otherwise, if there are too many, or it's even a few in it, I just do the next shops and I come back to that shop. So that's always the best, because usually there is just one or two person working in the shop. Usually it's the owner or the responsible one. And if he's busy, you can't just take over the situation. So, but then they're always disposed to take a few books, and they have got always money, so there is good possibility, there is a good field, and also the they're pretty much open, and business-like, also in office to office, so they can actually appreciate a straightforward presentation by somebody who is inspired to present his ideas and his philosophy. And door to door, and there one gets confronted with many, many old people, many foreigners, many housewives. So it's a good way to develop tolerance and determination, doing door-to-door, ringing, knocking on the doors, and telling people by their names. But shaking hands is not always very good, although in some countries people appreciate it very much. If you call them by their name and you shake hands with them, you're already a friend. So they get away with this thought, yeah, maybe he's an annoyance or a salesman or somebody who wants something from me. But actually they can appreciate what you're doing, and they will take some books, maybe little books, or you find many older people who are pious, who like to give some donation. They take one or maybe 2 books. So in this way one can develop his book distribution techniques and become very steady and fixed up and determined. So every book distributor should learn how to do these different kinds of things. Even office or shops, many may not like to do that, or industry. But door to door and street, every book distributor should know how to deal with these situations, and this way he can learn the art of book distribution nicely. And so it's good to sometimes, under the guidance of the authority, to sometimes change the style of distribution, so one gets to see it from another point of vision, from another angle. Because somebody who may just run around on the street all day trying to stop people, this is his main concern, just to stop the people, that they take the book in the hand. Sometimes they don't get enough in the subject, what's actually in the book, and they just think, yeah, these books, we just should pass them out as quick as possible on as much surface quick business talk as possible. But actually when you see, you can sometimes sit down with people and explain them the things a little bit more in depth. Then one has to have some words to explain, without just opening the books and giving them the books to read, and then they get discouraged. But actually we have, from the first eye contact until when we give them hands at the end and we wish them a good day or a good week, Everything has to be on the right place. Every sentence has to be rightly said. So everybody has to begin sometime. Mm-hmm. And the devotees who are training up new sansita devotees, they should be very... They should have this feeling that they are very soft with the newcomers. And they explain then what they have to say. They give them a mantra. They tell them where to go. Or they even take the devotees with them the first time that they can hear and listen and see how one gives the book to the people and all these things. And then they begin themselves when they are getting out. And sometimes they need a little preaching before they are inspired to go out. And one should have some feeling for that. Sometimes a devotee, he needs some rest before he goes out, or he needs some reading, or he needs some inspiration, some preaching, or to hear a tape. And so one should have some feeling for that, and not just throw out the devotees and say, okay, at 8, so long, until tonight. Because sometimes it's tough outside. So the devotees have to feel very comfortable in the sadhusanga and the association of other sankirtan devotees, so that they can develop their faith in book distribution and their taste in this service. Because we don't just go out there to suffer out there, to purify ourselves from our past sinful activities and to suffer our past sinful reactions. But we perform this activity for the welfare of the people, for our purification, but to relish this most wonderful taste of Krishna consciousness, which is just found out there on the streets by staying out there and distributing books. So we were at the beginning very much inspired to go out in book distribution, and actually drooling for the day where we could take the books in our own hands and to go out and distribute them, even though it was a big challenge, because we could see it won't be easy, and you won't do many in the beginning, because everything has to be learned. It doesn't come overnight. There is no big stars falling out of the sky. So, and by the encouragement from all the devotees, by good example, by a lot of preaching and a lot of good efforts and a lot of tolerance, then one can gradually go on and becoming to the point B, getting out day after day, intermediate. One can actually see that one has some future in this service. In the beginning, sometimes somebody devotee may think, yeah, I will do this for a month or for a marathon or for a year maximum, just because I have to do it. But then when it's more and more liking it and more getting into the fire, then he sees Krishna is giving so much bliss and nectar. Krishna is giving so much encouragement and inspiration. So actually I should stay out here for at least some time. And then he's getting gradually into category B. And then in category B, a lot of obstacles may present oneself, and one will become confronted with the different kinds of obstacles of name, fame, glory, distinction, or Maya may try to allure one in different forms of family attachment, grihastha life, or position, or taking over responsibilities in a temple or somewhere else, which are actually not at all needed and not at all helpful for a book distributor. So he has to fix his mind on the mission. This Ekeha Kuru Nandana, this is very important. For one can not go on with this book distribution when he cannot fix his mind, at least to some point, become Ekeha in one's attitude and in one's understanding of the mission of the spiritual master. And in this way, one will go on going out and staying out day after day and becoming more and more advanced, and more and more inspired. And sometimes devotees, they may need some small break to do something else, or they need to take some preaching engagement or some Harinam Sankirtan on Saturdays and some preaching at the Sunday feast to the guests, or some cooking or some puja in the temple on the weekend. This is very helpful, so that the devotees, they can get more and more steady and develop more and more the taste for their service. And then in category C, staying out year after year advance, actually this is the category where we completely dive into the nectar of book distribution, and we just helplessly surrender ourselves to the spiritual master, to Krishna, and we throw our hands in the air and say, Krishna, whatever you like, you can do with me, you can kick me, you can crush me, you can embrace me. I will just go on and stay out there and distributing books until my last breath. I want to die on the battlefield, giving these books out to the people, even if my arm will become old and gray, or I'll have to have a wheelchair or whatever. I will go on distributing these books until my last breath. So this determination doesn't come from today and tomorrow, but this can actually be developed, and this attitude is very, very helpful for a book distributor. But one does not go around and praying around with one determination, now I want to become a lifelong book distributor. But actually this commitment is being done within oneself, within one's heart and soul. Actually one fixes oneself to the mercy, to the mission of the spiritual master, and in this way gets very many blessings. In this way actually one can get the kripa, the kripa of the spiritual master, the guru kripa. And so one doesn't actually set himself a period or a time, I will do this marathon, I will do 1 or 2 years, but one says, I have nothing better to do in this Krishna conscious movement than to just distribute the books of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, His Divine Grace, and I will go on continuously doing this, even if I may do big or even if I may do little. I know that there is nothing better to do for myself than that. And so one is sticking to that service. And so Krishna is feeling very, very much satisfied by the attitude of such a devotee. And he gets very many, many realizations. And so he can not only just distribute books nicely, he can also preach nicely to other devotees, set a good example, inspire others to become more advanced in their understanding about book distribution. And in this way, make actually a success out of his devotional life. So sometimes maybe ask, what is the most important point on book distribution? So there may be said so many different things like enthusiasm and determination and firm fixed up faith, but what if you don't have all these qualities? Then we have to associate with devotees who have got these qualities. This is first of all our spiritual master, like Sri Vishnupada, the more advanced Sankirtan devotees. We have to associate with them continuously. And we just hang on to their association and try to engage in their service and please them. Then we can get actually the blessing to someday or other become also a useful tool in the Sankirtan mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then also we may become empowered. This is actually the secret of empowerment, that we tune our consciousness and we focus our consciousness completely on this Sankirtan melody, on this tune of book distribution, this Priyamidanga, which is being beaten by Srila Prabhupada and by the spiritual masters, and we completely fix ourselves and we stick to that tune. And so in this way we can actually become an instrument in the hands of the Acharya, for it is impossible for a conditioned living entity to get Krishna consciousness, what to speak of distribute Krishna consciousness to somebody else, if he has not gotten the mercy of Krishna. Guru Krishna Sade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. Brahmande Brahmita Kona Bhagavan achieved Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Lata Beach. Krishna Shakti Vinanahe Tar Pravartana. This Krishna Shakti is needed, this mercy of the spiritual master and of Krishna. Otherwise, it is impossible to make spiritual advancement or to preach Krishna consciousness to others. But we understand that the spiritual master is so much pleased when he sees that his disciples are being engaged in his book distribution, for he understands they're being taken care of nicely. He knows they're doing nice service. Whatever they may do when they're on book distribution, he knows that actually they're doing valuable service, and actually they're pleasing him in this way. He doesn't have to feel, he doesn't have to worry about them when he knows that his disciples are being out in book distribution. So therefore, point number five, what points you'd like to see stressed in a handbook about book distribution, any ideas of other things that should be covered, they should be addressed, this point actually, of the personal desire of every authority in Krishna consciousness, be it president, be it TBC, be it spiritual masters, sannyasis, or older senior Vaishnavas, or God brothers, or God sisters, or whatever, that they stress their desire for book distribution to their subordinates or to their God brothers and God sisters, and that in this way everybody can actually focus more and more on this most sublime activity, and we can actually more and more see and realize that we are in the one and same Sankirtan movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that we pull in one direction, combined effort to achieve this, to build Mayapur city, to print and distribute Srila Prabhupada's books in all the languages of the world, in all the countries of the world, to as many people as there are on the planet, in unlimited amounts, by the truckloads, by the millions. And you can see, you can go practically every year, every second year to the same places and flood the places with books. Just flood the places with books. And if you come back in 2 years, there may be so many new people and so many people who don't know about the books. And you'll be amazed. You'll be amazed. Sometimes devotees think, yeah, we have went to that village. Yeah, we have went to that city. Yeah, we have done this city. Yeah, now it's burned out. We can't go there anymore. Yeah, how many people are living there? Yeah, 500,000 or 1,000,000 or 2,000,000. Now how many books you have distributed there? Oh, yeah, we went there so many times and we have distributed a few hundred or a few thousand books. That's nothing. That's peanuts. We did villages in Switzerland which have 5,000 people living in the village, which you can tell it's like 1,000 or 2,000 families, and we have distributed in these places 1,000 or 2,000 books in such villages. So that practically every household has got at least a book. And if you come there again in 1 or 2 years, you can do the same thing again and again and again. And in this way you flood the whole place with books. Like we were talking about the wartime, there's just the phase number A, it's just like bombing them down to the ground. Bombing. And then there are special troops who go inside the bombing and who make different kinds of attacks. But the front cutting edge of this Krishna consciousness movement, this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, is the book distribution process. This is the front cutting edge. Like there is these big tankers who go into the Arctic Sea, into this ice with these ice covered plates, the sea, they go there for drilling for oil or whatever. So they have very big tankers. And in the front, they have a very, very sharp edge. So the book distribution is actually the front piece of this Krishna conscious movement. And the whole power in the behind, the whole preaching, all these arrangements, they're just worth it when there is this front cutting edge. And if there is not that front cutting edge, then actually the whole activities You can't cut the ignorance. You can't cut the tamagun, this whole materialistic vibration which is covering this planet. So there has to be continuously book distribution, Harinam Shankirtan, chanting on the streets, prasadam distribution, to cover this massive ignorance of the people. Otherwise, our preaching will not reach their ears, will not reach their hearts. And we won't have the purity. We won't have the purity in our preaching if we're not purifying ourselves by the process of Sankirtan Yajna. Like you can see in the example of Bhaktivedanta Saraswati, who took that vow to go to Mayapur and to chant one, I don't know how many, 1 lakh of rounds or 1 million of holy names before he wanted to take up the spreading of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult, before he was founding the Gaudiya mission. So we can see this in so many examples. Or Srila Prabhupada performing his bhajan and his studies and his writing in Radha Damodar in Vrindavan before he was coming to the West. We can see this. Even though these personalities are eternally liberated souls, but they set the example. One has to become purified, one has to, for preaching Krishna consciousness. Even they would not have done this austerity. They did it anyway to set an example for us, conditioned and ordinary living entities. So when we just try to follow in the footsteps and remember everything Srila Prabhupada has said in his conversations, in his letters, in his books about book distribution, how pleasing it is to him, how much he feels indebted to devotees who take up this mission, and then actually we can understand that we can understand more and more the importance of this book distribution. Like this one lecture of Sri Vishnupada where he said it has to be shooted from the rooftops, actually. That time is short, do not delay. Time is short, do not delay. Go out and distribute these books, otherwise it may be too late. It may be too late. We may have an old body who is not capable anymore to perform this sometimes this generous activity of book distribution, or there may be economic crisis, or there may be wars, or there may be so many difficulties, or we won't have so many books at our disposal. So we should take up the opportunity now while we're young, and take advantage of it, for it may be too late. Someday we meet, it will be too late. So the importance is also that there is on every temple, there is a Sankirtan meeting every weekend where the devotees read the results from the week and they get together and make some small bhajan and read something from Chaitanya Charitamrita and discuss different topics about Sankirtan philosophy, strategy and inspiration, tell some leelas and get fired up for the next week. This has to be going on. And all few months there is bigger Sankirtan meetings, zonal Sankirtan meetings. And once in a year, all the devotees, they meet together in Mayapur to get some association and some inspiration for going on for the next year in book distribution. So this has to be there, these different inspirations. Otherwise, it will be very difficult, it will be very hard for many devotees to go on distributing books, especially when they don't live in a temple or in a zone where there is this book distribution spirit. But this has to be created. It's not that this comes from today or tomorrow, this has to be created. So actually we can feel very much obliged and see how wonderful actually this is, how this is being instituted in this zone especially, due to the mercy of Sri Vishnupada, who trained up so many Prabhupada disciples and so many of his older senior disciples. And actually book distribution is the basis of everything which is going on in this zone, and therefore there is a solid basis. Something else to point number one, one has also to have some jokes to make the people laugh and feel good and to cut the atmosphere, to send some jokes around the across the table, which they catch and which they think it's funny. Not only we think it's funny, but actually they can laugh and we laugh also. And so in this way the atmosphere gets not so tough, huh? It gets very light, and then they become more and more disposed to actually become more and more positive about what we're saying, and they become more and more willing to do what we're actually trying to do, namely to give them these books. So a devotee should always have a few jokes which are fairly good jokes, which the people will like and will they appreciate. Like, to tell them that actually these books is for all the people who work too much and have no time, and this is true, so then you can laugh a little. Or for people who not only watch videos and newspapers and Financial Times and these things, but who also have got some interest in culture and literature, then you can ask them if this is true, and then they will appreciate that, and they will laugh, and they will find this very nice. If they say, yeah, they can't read and they don't have time, you tell them, it doesn't matter, the books have got pictures inside, even if you can't read them, you can take them anyway. Or you can tell them, to the man, you actually, I'll give you all these books, so you've got one for each of your girlfriends. So anyway, the jokes have to be fairly decent and somewhat nice, so the people may like it and they will become inspired, because not everybody will buy the books on a pure philosophical level. There's so much interest. Most of them, they will think it's for a good cause. Some may think they're good books. Some may be really interested in subject matter, and some really want to dive into spirituality. But you can't expect that everybody is completely warmed up from the beginning. Most of the people, they're just completely in economics and business and sense gratification. And the pious aspect is already long away gone. You don't find so many people who are looking for the monks which come around with the Bibles to preach about them, the Holy Spirit, and about God, and to collect some donation. So you don't have to expect that, otherwise you will be feeling badly treated. So I wanted to tell also Leela Sankirtan story, which is taking place 2 weeks ago, when I was going to some industry, and I couldn't figure it out actually what they were doing, but actually it turned out to be a film producing company. There were about 15 people working in it, and there were film regisseurs, and they were writing books, film books about scenes which are going to take place. So I was being directed to the office of the boss, and I talked to him and presented the books to him, and actually he was feeling struck with wonder completely, that actually just next door to him the guy actually is writing a film which is taking place in India. He said their next project is a film which will take place in India. So actually he was looking for some material about India, and he and I just walk in the door here with all these books about India, and we talked something about the Mahabharata from Peter Brook, the film which everybody knows, and he knew about Bhagavad Gita and Krishna and all of these things. So he was so much inspired, and he was calling some other friends, his partner in, and he looked at the books too, and he was very fond of the pictures. I was showing him the pictures in Bhagavad Gita about reincarnation and about the yogi, and he was so much in ecstasy about these pictures. And so actually he was just buying the whole full set. He was buying just 20 books on the spot for 500 francs, 350 dollars cash. And he was so much inspired about these books, and he said, I can't believe it, they're doing a film about India, and here walks this guy in the door with 20 books about India, and I buy them. It's completely amazing. And he was so much in ecstasy, huh? And he could not believe it, so he went to the guy to the next door who will make the film about, who was writing the scene about India, and he talked to him about it, and he couldn't still believe it when I was already going on to the next place. I looked back to him, and I was still seeing how he was shaking his head and looking at the books and feeling completely good about it, huh? And going through the books and looking at the pictures, huh? So, and they're realizing films which are really costly. And actually, he's one of the famous film producers in Switzerland. Mm? And so he got the mercy. He got the mercy of Krishna. So in this way, we can see how Krishna he sent you to the right person. Some other instance was I was doing a big flat with many firms in it, many businesses, many offices, and I was coming down to the first floor, and the first floor was a big cafe, a big tea room, coffee shop. I was going across it, and I could see that on the other side it was the entrance to a big garage, auto car sales place, I don't know how you call that. There's Mercedes and so many different, a huge thing, and up on the top of that there was also some offices. So I was just walking straight to the tea room up to the first floor, straight looking for the biggest door with the biggest sign on it, which is usually the director's door, the business, in the businesses. So I pushed a button, the light went on, please enter. So I entered, and it was a 70-year-old director of, he has 8 different garages where they're selling cars, and I talked to him, and he was turning out to be very friendly and very nice and interested in the books. And he also took 25 books on the spot for the whole full set for himself and for his family, and a few books for his workers, for his salesmen, and thought this is very good for mental equilibrium, some meditation, some yoga, calm them down while they're working in the stressful atmosphere. And so he was feeling very inspired. And then he was looking down the window and was asking what kind of car I was driving, and I told him that the biggest car on the parking lot, I have a Mercedes diesel transporter, diesel. And so he was feeling very good that we were also driving Mercedes, so he felt very he felt very good about it, and it's actually funny, and we laughed together. Had a good time. And then I was going out, and actually I was thinking that usually you cannot meet these big businessmen just like that. Usually there is always some secretary who wants to get you off, or some nasty salesman, or some some secretary who says the boss is busy, has no time, go away here. But if Krishna, if Paramatma guides you the right way, you just stumble into the right door, where the nice person is just waiting, with the big money in his pocket, just waiting there for getting all the books of Srila Prabhupada. So Krishna is arranging this situation when we are trying to cooperate with his will and offering ourselves as a tool, as an instrument in this Sankirtan mission. And otherwise we may try to run indoors with our intellect and our strength and our capacity of speech and of conviction, of convincing people, or so many techniques may be there, but people will feel completely agitated and not at all interested, and just want to get you off and kick you out. So we have to develop our relation with Krishna, especially in the form of the Paramatma, the Super Soul, who will be our best well-wishing friend and associate on Sankirtan, and actually guide us and show us the right way and where we should go and what people we should approach and what people we should better not approach. And in this way we can make a big success out of this Sankirtan mission. Another story was also, I was doing shops and it was already 6:30 past and the shops were already closed, and I had been in this shop and they were selling spectacles for people to read and all different kinds of glasses and stuff, and also some watches. And so I went there 20 minutes ago, they were busy, they told me to come before when they closed, pretty high class shop with fashion and everything, and so pretty styled. And so I went, came back, and they were already closing, already turning the key in the door, and I had a whole stack of books, 15 books on my arm, and I said, you know, I want to show you just quick, kind of like that. And she wouldn't, the boss, there were two together, husband and wife, they wouldn't let me in. I insisted, I said, anyway, just take your time, 1 second, you can get some very nice books. And then, okay, all right, we went in, said, that's just 1 minute, and I showed them the books. And actually she was very much interested about Asia, had already been to all these places and about the culture and the philosophy, and he was actually not so much into it. So then I gave her a few books and she paid the books, and I told her she can get the whole collection for a very cheap price. So then I got the whole set, and she gave some more, and at the end she had also something like 20 books there on her table. She gave nice contribution, and she actually said, I didn't want any books, and actually we were already late and you should have been already in the visiting somebody. Well, what are you actually doing here? And he comes with these nice books, so they can actually understand it, and they can say, actually this is the will of Providence, or this is the way of Krishna's arrangement. But the devotee, he understands. And he feels very thankful for Krishna for arranging such kind of circumstances, situations. And they are very happy actually to get this book. So then I wouldn't have come in that second, then maybe they wouldn't have got the book. So you can see Krishna is always very eager to make this arrangement. I was even in the McDonald's Switzerland in Lausanne, which is the biggest McDonald's in Switzerland, and I went to the director, and he was not there, but his secretary went there, and they wanted to get me off like anything, and they have no interest, and they have no money, and they have no time, and this whole American slang, all this jazz, which they were gobbling out, gobbling all this different kind of things and excuses and how I should leave them in peace. But I just insisted and told how all the firms around them, one gave 100 francs, he gave so much, this gave so much, this gave so much, and big McDonald's Switzerland can't give anything. Actually, it's a pity, it's a shame. And so then at the end, anyway, the secretary was a little bit getting on the false ego, which is very good. So she got up and got me 50 francs, and she took 3 books. And at the end, actually, she was somewhat interested in yoga and meditation, and I gave also the vegetarian cookbook. So I told her so that they can change their horrible diet, and so in a somewhat humorous atmosphere, she was taking these books and wishing me a good continuation there. So even the most sinful places like this McDonald's restaurant, they can get the mercy. Or I went into the slaughterhouse of Lausanne, where they kill all the animals, and so many people work there, a few hundred people work there day and night. Actually, it's a shift working, 200-300 people are continuously slaughtering poor animals in there. 8 different kinds of big firms are working on it. So I went there to all the bosses, and sold them books like anything. So they bought books like anything by the mercy of Krishna. So they need this, because otherwise they will have to go straight down to the hellish planet and suffer for millions of lifetimes for the horrible activities they have performed. So the devotee is Paduka Duki, he will put himself into trouble and inconvenient circumstances, even at the risk of being personally intimidated or personally harmed or personally put into difficulty. Because if you tell some Brahmana in India or some Smarta he should go into a slaughterhouse where they're killing a few hundred animals every day, killing cows and pigs and whatever creatures, and everything is just completely completely moochy and completely stinking atmosphere, and going there to sell some books, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, he would completely refuse, he would ridicule, he would laugh at you. But a devotee, he takes that upon himself and he sees that as nectar, as the bliss, and he sees that this is actually the nectar, to give these most fallen people the mercy of Krishna consciousness, and to sit somewhere in a cozy temple or in a nice arrangement and feel good about it, and just ring bells or eat opulent food. Actually, he can see that actually this is not the life. This is actually lifeless. This is just somehow or other getting rid of the time and waiting until one is dying and getting some better birth or getting some pious achievements and results. No, a devotee wants to risk his life for Krishna, but not foolishly. He doesn't put his life in danger, but like Arjuna on the battlefield, he knew what Krishna wanted from him, so he had to surrender to the mission. So we have got that mission and we should carry out that mission, and in this way we can become perfect. So there is the order giver and the order carrier out. So we're in the second class. So the order is given, go out and distribute these books, and if you really want to please me, then just go on and make this your lifetime service. So Sankirtan Yajati Jai.